B-24. I told my story when I was taken, and no one would listen to me. Then I told it again at the trial, the whole thing absolutely as it happened, without so much as a word added. I said it all out truly, so help me God, all that Lady Mannering said and did, and then all that I said and done, just as it occurred. And what did I get for it? The prisoner put forward a rambling and inconsequential statement, incredible in its details and unsupported by any shred of corroborative evidence. That was what one of the London papers said, and others let it pass as if I'd made no defence at all. And yet with my own eyes I saw Lord Mannering murdered, and I am as guiltless of it as any man on the jury that tried me. Now, sir, you were there to receive the petitions of prisoners. It all lies with you. All I ask is that you read it, just read it, and then that you make an inquiry or two about the private character of this Lady Mannering, if she still keeps the name that she had 3 years ago, when to my sorrow and ruin I came to meet her. You could use a private inquiry agent or a good lawyer, and you would soon learn enough to show you that my story is the true one. Think of the glory it would be to you to have all the papers saying that there would have been a shocking miscarriage of justice if it had not been for your perseverance and intelligence. That must be your reward, since I am a poor man and can offer you nothing. But if you don't do it, may you never lie easy in your bed again. May no night pass that you are not haunted by the thought of the man who rots in jail because you have not done the duty which you are paid to do. But you will do it, sir, I know. Just make one or two inquiries, and you will soon find which way the wind blows. Remember also that the only person who profited by the crime was herself, since it changed her from an unhappy wife to a rich young widow. There's the end of the string in your hand, and you only have to follow it up and see where it leads to. Mind you, sir, I make no complaint as far as the burglary goes. I don't whine about what I've deserved, and so far I've had no more than I've deserved. Burglary it was, right enough, and my 3 years have gone to pay for it. It was shown at the trial that I had had a hand in the Merton Cross business, and did a year for that, so my story had the less attention on that account. A man with a previous conviction never gets a really fair trial. I owned the burglary. But when it comes to the murder, which brought me a lifer, any judge but Sir James might have given me the gallows, then I tell you that I had nothing to do with it, and that I am an innocent man. And now I'll take that night, the 13th of September, 1894, and I'll give you just exactly what occurred, and may God's hand strike me down if I go one inch over the truth. I had been at Bristol in the summer looking for work, and then I had a notion that I might get something at Portsmouth, for I was trained as a skilled mechanic. So I came tramping my way across the south of England, and doing odd jobs as I went. I was trying all I knew to keep off the cross, for I'd done a year in Exeter Jail, and I'd had enough of visiting Queen Victoria. But it's cruel hard to get work when once the black mark is against your name, and it was all I could do to keep soul and body together. At last, after 10 days of wood-cutting and stone-breaking on starvation pay, I found myself near Salisbury, with a couple of shillings in my pocket, and my boots and my patience clean wore out. There's an alehouse called The Willing Mind, which stands on the road between Blandford and Salisbury, and it was there that night that I engaged a bed. I was sitting alone in the tap room, just about closing time, when the innkeeper, Alan, his name was, came beside me and began yarning about the neighbours. He was a man that liked to talk and to have someone to listen to his talk. So I sat there, smoking and drinking a mug of ale which he'd stood me, and I took no great interest in what he said, until he began to talk, as the devil would have it, about the riches of Mannering Hall.